It's a little show and tell, and Monty has brought something for us.
I did indeed, Matt. Now, you may have noticed once or twice over the history of the current iteration of the invasion that you guys have unknowingly talked about the hit TV show, The King of Queens.
Yes.
It may have got brought up at one point, maybe during a Cowboys segment or something.
No, you are a big jerk.
But it's come up a few times, and one of those times I may have been behind it.
Oh, just the one time?
Just spreading the gospel.
Okay, all right.
Making sure people that are, you know, making sure that the 2025 person is hip to a show that ended in 2007, because it means a lot to me. It's a big deal to me. If you don't know, a lot of people do, but if you don't, I had a Make-A-Wish when I was a kid, and my Make-A-Wish was to meet Kevin James and to go see a taping of The King of Queens filmed in L.A. And, you know, I had a good time. We went and visited the set. It was actually in the last season, in season 9, and they only had the finale left to shoot.
Wow.
So
really?
I went to the second to last episode and, you know, got to sit and see, you know, an actual sitcom, an old school sitcom be filmed where they had an in-studio audience that provided the laugh track. I remember trying to do an annoying, noticeable laugh that would get picked up during the show. And you never heard me, but it was cool just seeing an old school sitcom be filmed. Got to do that, got to go backstage, you know, meet some of the supporting actors and do all that. Then once the taping was done, I got to go and meet the star of the show, Kevin James. And we went, and if you've ever seen the show, we sat on the couch of the of their living room in their house, and we talked for a while, and you know, he's a cool dude. And when I went to see him, I was like, man, I don't want to just go and talk and leave completely empty handed. So I didn't know that they had stuff to give me as well. But for some reason, I thought I'm going to bring a bunch of hats and have him sign them.
Okay.
And one of those hats I brought him was a, I knew he was a New York Mets fan. He's a fan of all the, like, loser New York teams. So he's a Jets fan. He's a Mets fan. You know, he's not, he hadn't been having a good time with the Yankees and the Giants. He's
like actual Kevin James.
Actual Kevin James. Okay. Right.
Not Doug, the character.
Not Doug. I mean, Doug was a fan of the same teams. But okay. Kevin himself.
I did not know.
Yeah. Kevin himself is a fan of the Sad Sack teams. So I brought hats for him to sign. And I was like, hey, would you just sign this New York Mets hat that I just bought at a Lids, and you can't even really read what he says. It's a dark blue Mets hat, and he signed it in black Sharpie.
Does this say you are the man? Is that what that says?
Yes.
Okay.
He knew what was what.
You are the man.
pretty cool though.
He was hip to the Monto game. And so, yeah, he signed it and said, you are the man. And I had him sign a couple other ones, and I even keep them. I wish I could show the full thing. I have this, like, display case that I keep them in. The one that has these hats broke in transit.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to have to get a new Mets hat shrine to put them in.
What's the other one there?
The other one is, so like I said, it was at the end of the show. And in the show, he works for a company that's essentially UPS.
Okay.
It's IPS. It's a big part of his character. He makes fun of, you know, he always has to wear short shorts and he's a delivery driver.
All right.
Whatever. But he wore an IPS suit every time they would show him at work. Well, since they were at the end and they didn't have any more scenes to shoot in his IPS uniform, he just gave me the IPS suit that he wears.
Hell yeah.
Really?
That's awesome.
It's great. Whenever I eventually have a kid, I will be wearing that IPS suit. I'll just plunge it through the zipper hole. But I brought the hat because he signed the hat too, and I also keep this in a case. But that's the hat that he wears on the show.
Whoa,
that's and again, pretty sweet.
Yeah, he just puts.
I mean, a show worn hat.
Yeah, he just puts to Justin. You're the best, something, buddy. Kevin James. It's been 20 years.
Buddy?
It's been 20 years. I don't know what that word is. It's kind of smudged, but he also, yeah.
Maybe
he signed
your
that.
Buddy.
Probably. It's yeah. probably your buddy. You're right. And I still have the suit at home. I didn't want to bring that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All the way up here and
that's
and
incredible.
Bring the whole safe that I have it in. But the other thing that I knew that you would really enjoy is they gave me the script from the episode that I went to see.
Holy cow.
And I know you as theater man enjoys productions
yeah, that's awesome.
And stuff like that. So this is an actual script from the TV show. And I'll go through this from time to time and just, you know, kind of thumb through some of the jokes. And it was the episode titled Single Spaced. And you can take a look at that. It's, I don't know, 200 pages. Which, it's funny, because that amount of paper films that's a 20-minute episode.
That's crazy, dude.
It's a ton of stuff. But, I mean, there's so much, you know, direction and you know, scene setting and all this that you would think that's got to be, yeah, like The Irishman or whatever that's 4 hours long. No, that's just a 20-minute script. And I imagine now that, that a lot of that's done digitally, but... you know, even back then, they put it on weird paper colors.
Yeah.
So that it wasn't as easy to copy and stuff like that. But that's also something that, yeah, I really enjoy and I keep in a safe space in my home. As you're, I almost thought about running lines with you and letting you embody Doug Heffern in for a minute.
This is how I roll now, literally. So. Have you decided to come home?
No, I just came to get some stuff. My home is in Manhattan. You're more than welcome to join me there.
Did Monty well, have any lines?
You might want to.
It's a one-man play.
Oh, okay.
This was when.
Well, I have to give him the script. You know.
Yeah, I have memorized.
Share a script.
This, of course, is the episode where they move to Manhattan, and Doug wants to keep their home in Queens. And then they end up adopting kids from China.
Man, this is awesome.
Yeah. So I figured you would like that little
yeah, that
piece
very, very
of Hollywood.
Cool.
The other thing God, that I wanted to bring,
wow.
And I wish I could find it. I was digging through my crates and my boxes at home, and I can't find it. It must be up in my attic. And I've referenced this somewhat recently. Was I got a care package from Robin Williams? Because if you're a kid and you have a chronic life-threatening disease.
Right.
The one good thing is you can meet celebrities and you can talk to celebrities. So in addition to this Make-A-Wish, they also had a different service called Phone a Friend where you could have whoever, you know, I don't know that you could get whoever you wanted, but they had a pretty lengthy list of people that would call you and talk to you for however long. And I didn't know anything about this. They just walked into like my hospital room one day and said, "Hey, do you want to talk to Robin Williams? The actor? Yeah. Sure, I guess. Okay. He'll call you in about 10 minutes. Okay.
Wow.
And then sure as hell, 10 minutes later, my phone rings and Robin Williams now just talking to me and R.I.P. Robin Williams, but he probably snorted 13 lines of cocaine before he called me.
So he was like, hey,
I mean, to be fair, he was being Robin Williams.
Like doing all different voices and all kinds of things.
He did a full, 60-minute stand-up set to me on the phone in 10 minutes. And the whole time, I'm like, great. Yeah, do the genie from Aladdin now. Do Patch Adams. Like, just, and he'd be like, okay. All right.
I got it. What's next?
Now, slow it down. Do the psychiatrist from Good Will Hunting. But no, he was really cool. And he ended up at the end of it saying, hey, you know, for everyone that I talk to, I like to send them a care package. Do you like video games? Yes, of course. I'm, at the time, 14 years old. I love video games. Okay, I'm going to send you some video games and some stuff from some of my movies. And so he, you know, a week later, I'm at home, and I get a package, and inside there is like 10 Xbox video games that, you know, has a note from Robin Williams. And he sent me, I think at the time, he was promoting like Death to Smoochie or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so he sent me stuff that he signed, like promo material from that movie.
Wow. That's.
And so I have that somewhere saved too. And I wanted to bring that up today, but I couldn't find it. But I have that, and it's cool too. I don't have the video game still. I probably sold them for 12 cents at GameStop, but, it was still really cool. Yeah. Just to hear from him and to get that stuff. So just know that if you are a kid and you have cancer, try to make the best of it.
Yeah.
Try to squeeze everything you can out of famous people.
There you go.
But anyway, there is just a brief
really
look.
Cool. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was fun.
It's the best show and tell we've ever had.
Oh.
Hands down.
Well, thank you.
Got a real television episode script. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be running lines during the next break as we get ready to talk Cowboys.